On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
You know, I tweeted today, at real Donald Trump, I tweet. And that's, you know, it solves it. Don't worry, I'll give it up after I'm president. We won't tweet anymore, I don't think. Not presidential.
It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
We'd hide from the lights.
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
On the village green.
Saudi Arabia, and I get along great with all of them. They buy apartments from me, they spend $40 million, $50 million. Am I supposed to dislike them? I like them very much. I love the Saudis. Many are in this building. Saudi Arabia, I like the Saudis. They're very nice. I make a lot of money with them. They buy all sorts of my stuff. All kinds of toys from Trump. They pay me millions and hundreds of millions.
When I was 17.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
Shut up!
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you shoulder fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Yeah, it's Monday, and Victoria's here. Tori Lagarde joins us.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Why not?
She welcomed me, ladies and gentlemen.
No props.
Tori, there are no props used in this program. You're absolutely
probs.
Right.
Probs. No prob.
Oh, I thought no you prob. Said no props and telling that there were no props used.
Remember that other word you didn't hear right once? I forget what it was.
It could have been anything.
Exactly. And we had a joke about
I
it.
I hear nothing right.
Yeah. You need to know more memes. That's the problem.
It's selective.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more, it's not that I'm not hearing properly, it's just I choose not to listen.
Right.
It's different.
It
believe
is.
Me.
It is. Right.
Anyway, happy almost New Year to you.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes,
Eve
it
day.
Is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve,
Eve
day. How
yes.
do you say that?
New Year's Eve
Because Eve
day.
Is the Eve. Today's not the Eve yet. It's the day.
Right. It's New Year's Eve day.
So happy, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's
what
even
we're
bother.
Doing.
I don't bother. And tomorrow starts, for stupid purposes, a brand new year, which is, of course, dumb.
And, you know, you have your resolutions.
Yeah. And I've got them, Tori.
Really? I don't have any. Why would I do that? To disappoint myself?
Yeah. I have resolutions but this time I know ahead of time I'm not going to do them. It's just for conversation.
Oh.
Because people always say that
They're
to you.
They're going to quit smoking and lose weight. I mean, exercise, right? There's the same old tired ones over and over.
None of those stupid things. No, I am going to. I do want to lose weight. You don't have to do that.
No.
So I'm sure you don't get that
part of
it.
I need to get in shape, but not lose weight. There's a difference.
In the shape of what?
The shape of water. Because that makes no sense.
Yeah. I did an interview yesterday with a guy who, some fitness guy, and I said, you know, I really don't believe in you, nor Santa Claus, and I think exercise is stupid because you eat a big meal, and then you got to work out for half an hour just to burn half the calories you just ate. And he said, Ron, and when he said Ron, I knew I was going to be chastised.
Yeah, he was speaking. Yeah, he's scolding you a little.
Yeah, he says, Ron, it has nothing to do with losing weight. It has to do with metabolism.
Aha.
When you move around and your body gets used to movement, you burn faster and more effectively. It has nothing to do with burning off the calories of what you just ate, you idiot. He didn't say you idiot.
Right, but that's what he meant to say. Yeah. But when you have muscle, too, you're burning fat as you're sitting there. You can be burning calories. I mean,
I suppose.
As you bulk up. You could just burn in your sleep.
But I don't want to bulk up. I don't want to, because then things won't fit me anymore. And I have to buy new clothes, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't even want to wear the clothes I have. And also, when you bulk up and you get your muscles, you gain weight. Your muscles.
But it's muscle weight.
I don't care. It's weight. It's more weight on your knees.
But as you get older, let me tell you a secret. Mm. This is true. You can look this up.
This is Victoria's Secret.
Oh,
man.
You've been waiting for this for 4 years. It's finally coming out.
Finally. Thank God I remembered to say
it. I have no secrets, so this is it. As you get older, it's harder to build that muscle mass. Mm-hmm. It takes longer because when you're younger, you can do it quickly.
Sure.
But the pro is when you're older, once you build it up, it takes longer for it to go away if you stop exercising.
Ah.
But if you're younger, it goes away quicker.
Yeah.
So you got to really work to more. You work fast, you'll get it fast when you're young, but you lose it fast.
When you say when it goes away, it turns to fat.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get flabby. Yeah. Flabby.
Flabby.
Flossy.
I've never heard that word. Flossy.
Fassy. You know who Fassy is, don't you?
No, I don't.
Ooh.
What's wrong with you?
It's Michael Fassbender.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
That's our nickname for Fassbender.
What does he do, Fassbender?
He's a hunky actor.
Is he in movies?
Sure.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Oh. Like, you know, Shame. Ooh. Full Monty, baby.
That's a person, too?
No, never mind. Let's move along, because my boyfriend's listening anyway. He's going to have questions later.
Whatever. I hope you can answer them.
No,
that's
I can't.
My only concern
Let's
for you.
Pretend this never happens. Just edit this right out, like you've been known to do.
Tori, this is my least favorite holiday.
Another
Flag
one?
Day. Yeah. Flag Day.
You mean New Year's Day?
No, this New Year's Eve is my least favorite holiday.
Yeah, because it's reckless.
It's reckless. It's what it's saying is, go drink and be stupid and celebrate absolutely not. What am I celebrating? I don't
understand.
There's
a new, listen, it's a new year. Auld Lang Syne. You know the song.
Yeah, I do know the song, but it's just tomorrow. It's not.
It is, technically.
It's such a fictitious, and it's already
in Australia,
concept.
It already happened. You know, mate, so good day to you.
Yeah, and I feel like calling British. Up someone in Australia and saying, how's this working for
how's
you?
How's my tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, what the hell's the difference?
And it's their summer right now.
Yeah.
Different hemisphere.
What if you celebrate New Year's Eve, and then next day is a new year, and that day sucks?
It will. You'll have a hangover, probably,
so
if you drink.
So what are we doing?
But you'll watch football.
Yeah.
You'll have the day off and watch
football.
And then
we say to everybody, don't drink and drive, yet on New Year's Eve, go out, make reservations, and drink.
Well, yeah,
but
the cops are
going to
be,
but
there'll be
home.
Roadblocks everywhere. They
of
make a probably, they
will.
Pull in a lot that night from dum-dums.
Depends.
Don't know better.
Depends on the deal they have with the particular restaurant or bar, but that's besides
Ooh.
The point. I just don't, I don't get this holiday. I don't understand the concept of a new year. I really don't.
They're trying to forget their troubles.
Mm. And then why is New Year's Day a holiday? Why wouldn't it just be the start of a new work day? Is it because everybody's hungover? So what are we doing? What are we doing? We have a holiday where we're just saying everybody is hungover.
You get
so
no
you don't
mail.
Work?
The banks are closed.
What's
it's
the
an
deal?
It's an inconvenience, really.
It's a federal stupid holiday.
Yeah, I don't care for this. The trash gets moved another day, so now it's going to be Friday again.
It's almost like the government is closed. Oops.
Oh, is that still happening?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's no end in sight. They've dug their heels.
Yeah. Well,
Trump wants $5 billion for his wall. Otherwise, he's acting like a little child, and he'll say, then I'll close the government, and I'll never open it up again till you give me $5 billion. And the Democrats are saying, do you remember what you said during the campaign, Don?
Yeah.
Like, we're not paying for the wall, but now you want $5 billion. Dollars. So apparently, from what you said, the deal is off. And secondly, we'll give you $1.5 billion. Sure.
For border security.
Border security. And
there's a difference.
And to fix any parts of the fence that is not working out. Yeah, but you can't go building stuff just because you made a political promise that was stupid to begin with.
And now people, they're calling it furlough, which yeah. I mean, they'll get their money at some point. The government people that are not
well,
getting paid right
now. Well, they
always
pay them back.
Right,
but in the meantime, they yeah. don't. They
oh,
can't
no.
pay the bills.
Like his Secret Service, if they said, are they going to have to watch him golf and for free
yeah.
if he does that? Did
yeah.
he go to Florida?
No,
he said he wasn't going
to. He stayed in the White House.
And he flew over to the somewhere where there's the war?
Yeah.
I mean, in the military,
well,
he went to visit them?
He went to Iraq. And when he got to Iraq, all he did was tell everybody how much we're not going to be around anymore. And, you know, don't count on
right.
us to help
right.
you
they're
out.
They're pulling out of Syria
yeah,
and
right.
because ISIS has
yeah.
been defeated.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
We'll never see them
the
again.
The Kurds are in some big trouble now. They said no one can trust the United States because we're not, like, reliable now. Right. We'll just leave.
You never know.
He's just, he doesn't know anything. The Pentagon doesn't even like what he's doing. And he should be listening to them because they know what they're doing.
Anybody because he rules by his gut.
That's what I would do. Again, I could not be president, Ron, because yeah. I'm too immature. Mm. I don't adult well. I hold grudges sometimes. You know what? I couldn't do it.
Did you ever watch a show Shark Tank?
I have. I like that. Mm-hmm. I used to like it. I haven't watched it in 3 years.
And there's a new show, Baby Shark Tank. That's stupid.
Ooh.
Anyway, Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran is one of the
real estate
mogul.
Uh-huh.
Kind of worked with Donald Trump a lot.
Knows what
actually,
she does and knows what she's talking about. Okay.
Yeah. And she said Donald Trump is one of the most amazing people she's ever met. And this was a compliment,
mm-hmm.
but not.
Let's see. Mm-hmm.
She said Donald Trump has the ability to just look at you and to be able to see your weakness. And he takes that weakness that he can see
he
in a
second. He exploits it, yeah.
He exploits it, and then he threatens you danger and negativity mm-hmm. in case you don't go along with him. But he is able to pick out your weakness, and that's what he does. And I thought, okay, are you complimenting him or not? And then the interviewer said, do you think he should be president? And she says, God, no.
No, of course not.
She says he's got every trait that is not presidential.
Of course.
He doesn't
As
listen.
Do I.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to anybody. He destroys. Mm. He manipulates the whole bit.
Right.
And it scared the bejesus
and
out
I'm,
of me.
And I'm nicer and kinder and more sane than him, and I still shouldn't be president. I recognize yeah. that. He can't recognize that in himself. He's that far gone.
A pit bull with rabies has more control.
Right.
Than that man.
Yeah.
But this is not a reflection on him, although he's made 2018 one of the worst years ever.
And these people still, people I know back him. Mm. I have to put that aside because I know some of these people and they seem like good people. But you know what? They're confused. I don't understand why they would like this Donald Trump
they're
person.
They're not confused. He's put it over on them.
They like money, and they want their money, and that's the number one thing to them, apparently.
Oh, that's the other thing Barbara Corcoran said, that Trump operates only on power and money.
Sure.
And ego. And if you say something nice to him, then you can get things from him,
right.
but he will always want it
ego.
Back from you.
Sure.
So his Achilles heel is his ego.
Right.
And he's able to find everybody else's and destroy you if once you latch on, you let go. It's like a bad leech. It sounds like a horrible situation. Why would someone like that mm-hmm. be in the White House? How did that happen? But it is what it is.
Well, he's in Putin's pocket, obviously. This pulling out of Syria is to Russia's advantage. So there's something going on.
Oh, I think that when this whole thing is over, Trump's going to be able to build all the hotels in Russia and China that he wishes. And, of course, Saudi Arabia.
And it will be over. Not fast enough for me.
I'm crossing my fingers for indictments. I don't wish anything upon anybody except for him. And also, I don't understand Republicans. They are supposed to be fiscal conservatives who know how to do this thing, but yet they're just like.
And Michael Cohen said, did you hear what Michael Cohen said? He was never, ever in Prague. He was talking to Sean Connery, what's his name? Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
And they have a whole video, and he said it was never, ever in Prague. Here's my passport.
Mm.
It's revealed he was in Prague in 2001
mm-hmm.
or two. That's still being there. Even though you say you're never there, even if it wasn't 2016, it was still you were there. You can't say, I was never there. You can say, I was there years ago.
Well, here's the deal.
What a liar.
He lied about the payments to Stormy Daniels and the Playboy girl.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He said, I don't know anything about it. I know nothing about the payments. And yet you have the tape of him discussing the payments face to face with Michael. But here's a problem for him, Tory, and for Trump's children, is that it doesn't matter what you did is if you lied to federal agents about
sure.
it.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is Bill Clinton.
That's actually, the same with impeachment, right?
You know, that was like blowjob land.
He said he didn't, and he did. He just should have said, yeah, I did. Yeah. Sorry.
He was not impeached for having an affair in the exactly. White House it's with an intern.
For saying he didn't lie.
For lying.
Right.
For lying to a federal.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get heated
so
here,
this
though.
This is what it's about.
Right.
And I think the big constitutional argument in 2019 is going to be this and this alone. Can a sitting president be indicted? Is a president bigger than the law? And that's going to be the big argument of the year.
Let's find
and
out.
And, of course, I think we all think that, no one is above the law.
Right.
You become president. It's not an immunity game.
No. Well, Happy New Year.
Oh, what show are we doing? I thought I was just talking to you, and I know the microphones were on.
Oh,
I
yeah,
apologize.
Sure. That's all right.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yay.
Yay, 2019. Yay. It's an odd year. A 19 is an odd number.
Well, the 8s didn't work very well. 2008 was the last
time. Did the 7s? Did the 6s? I mean, I'm just, you know.
That doesn't really matter.
Nothing. It's all bad. It's all bad. It's all bad.
You know what's scaring me is that 19's a lot of numbers.
Really?
How do we get to 2019? That's like a big number.
2020 is going to be fun because it's like 2020. The glasses are going to be cool next year. A year from now,
easier. It'll be easier.
I want to look forward to next New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, there is a hole in the top of the 9, so you can still do the
yeah,
thing.
This year's kind of going to be a wash.
Yeah, the bottom of the hook of the 9 could go into your nose if they manufacture incorrectly.
Okay. All right. We'll see what's happening. What are you wearing tonight? Let's turn on the TV tonight and see what people are wearing in Times Square.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, it could rain tonight. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Ooh.
I just have game stuff. I didn't, you know, I figured like Donald Trump would just take, you know, charge of this conversation.
No, he did.
But
he did, and then we stopped it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody is smart enough to take what your experiences are and
learn from them.
Learn from them.
Sure.
That's everything,
it's a journey.
Everything everything bad that happens, there is something good that can come out of it.
It's a lesson. Right.
For
Take
example, never elect anybody like this into office again. That's right. Our lesson.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know, I think that's a given.
I hope no one would run. I hope just people that are experienced would just know to run and not just my Uncle Joe or somebody should not run for, you know. Come on, please.
Yeah.
We want the average guy.
I don't get the Constitution and our democracy. It wasn't fully thought out. It wasn't.
It was a long time ago. There weren't a lot of things.
Can't you have a vote of no confidence if you have somebody there where you've only got like a 33-35% approval rating, everybody else wants you out? Wouldn't that be time for a re-election, like off the cuff as a vote of no confidence? Like, I'm sorry, but you're not doing the job. You can't.
The person
can't just sit there and say, I don't care about you. I just care about my base. I don't care about everybody else. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, how is that possible in the Constitution?
Well, the Constitution was written so long ago. There weren't a lot of people, probably. There wasn't technology. There wasn't anything. There were muskets.
Yeah.
You can't even, it doesn't even make sense to hold everything to the letter of that and then not ever amend it. I mean, it's been amended, but you got to keep amending.
I think after this experience, you better amend this deal
fast. Come on.
I don't get how that's possible. And how can you put somebody as the leader of the country and thus the free world, able to hit a nuclear button? I don't know how.
Yeah, we didn't have nukes. We didn't have NASA back then.
You can't compare it to
1700 and 76.
Sure if Trump actually hit the button, I don't know that the reaction would be like, okay, start the war. I think they go, wait a minute, we got to check this out.
Oh, yeah, they won't. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No. But
it's not like the Martin Sheen thing.
No. My point is that I believe whoever becomes president or is a candidate for president must go through some type of a mental competency test.
Absolutely.
Not for their brilliance, but for their
insanity. I'd never make it. I'd never pass. So. Yeah, you got to do it.
Perhaps not.
For specifically
perhaps
to
I
be president.
Not. Yeah.
For that specific job. I wouldn't. I already know.
No. I could.
I'm emotional. That's number one.
Yeah.
They think Hillary women are emotional. That's not always the case. I know plenty of women that are very. They're not emotional.
You could be great in business, but
to lead
a country, you got
to
listen.
You have to really listen to
other people. That's what it's supposed to
focused,
be.
Right.
You don't put somebody in office because they're a dictator. You put someone in office because they represent you.
Right.
It's just
that's lied a lot to get there. Said a lot of things,
and people believed it.
So that's on them.
He did, and the lies are quite obvious, and that is what happened. All right. See, we went right back to him again.
I don't like to. One day we did this. We didn't talk about him once. It was a great day.
Well, you know, it's the end of the year, and he kind of
we were supposed to wrap up the end of the year.
He encompassed most of the year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know. Are we better off than we were a year ago? No.
No.
No. Not even the stock market, nothing.
Yeah, anyway, that's a wild ride.
It's a wild ride. It's like Mr. Toad's wild ride.
Right. Right.
All right. That's enough.
Okay. I'm good. I'm feeling a little better.
Yeah.
I think. I go up and down. It's like a roller coaster. This illness, Ron, so many people have it. You just can't. It's everywhere. It's like there's different symptoms. Then I get another symptom. I think I'm better. I'm in bed again.
Yeah.
I have body aches. I have chills. I'm sneezing. I'm coughing. And my nose is running.
For those that that aren't familiar, last week when Tori was on the program.
Yeah, I was in a bad way.
She told me as we were sitting here that she.
My cough was worse and it's much better now.
Today you sound fine.
Right.
But you announced to me last week that you had the flu. And to be honest with you, I said to myself, all right, I'm getting the flu.
But you didn't, did you?
No.
I kept to myself over here.
No.
You know?
Well, it doesn't matter. Keep to yourself over here. You're 4 feet away. Keep to myself over here.
In here. It's still over there. It's still in here.
My imaginary wall that does not exist.
Over there is still in here, Tori. I'm just saying it.
That's territory.
It is. We did that.
Two Tory jokes.
We did the Tory, yeah. Mandatory.
Oh, don't ruin it for next week.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. Anywho. I think it's time to play party games because it is somewhat of a festive holiday where you're supposed to play games like Pin the Tail on the Donkey. And I don't have that.
No.
Because an ass is involved.
Right.
So I thought, well, instead.
I have some good questions today.
Do you really?
Stay tuned.
I made mine up. I decided no longer go with the silly stuff from the internet.
I have been making mine up today. I went back to a secluded part of the internet where no one knows about.
I understand. Where there's no flu or sick people. Right. Oh, I mentioned on the show yesterday.
Did you?
And I did an interview a couple of days ago with a doctor.
The constipation guy?
No, it was another one.
Okay.
Another
you
one.
Got a lot of doctors.
I love that guy.
I know you did.
He's just so forthright.
Prune juice.
Yeah. No, it was a doctor about something. And I said, let me ask you a question. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And the doctor said, sure. Mm-hmm. And it was a female. And I said, why are you never sick? You see sick people all day, people sneezing and
coughing.
Yeah, your
immunity, dude.
And you're in the examining room, which is no more than a 4x4 foot room.
Yeah, what did she say?
They're coughing and breathing. And how can you never, ever get sick?
Tell us.
You know what she said?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, no, really?
She kind of made a joke, and because she had no answer.
They wash their hands all the time. I've seen it.
I don't care how many times you wash your hands.
I don't know.
They're not coming in wearing masks and stuff.
No, they're not. Maybe in China.
China.
Peng, remember Peng?
No, they're breathing in every sick person.
Yeah, Peng was breathing in the fungus.
Yeah, man.
The foot stuff.
Didn't tell me about
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to China.
So I still don't know, and I don't think she knows how. I guess your body might build up and immune against it.
Probably the more you're exposed to it, but you'd still have to suffer from it to get immune, wouldn't you? Like they give you a vaccine, they're giving you the flu, they're giving you the whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you can't just get an immunity like that. You have to be exposed and get sick or something. And
I mean, when we're sick, we're out like for a week, and then but these people they can catch anything, and they never cancel and say, well, the doctor's sick at home.
I know. I never hear that. You're right.
Never happens.
They're always on vacation, but they're
That's
never sick.
That's something else.
It's something else.
Totally something
I know
else.
What's going on. They have all this money, but they have to work for it. I get that.
They don't say golf anymore. They just say vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Because the doctors used to be the
Every
older...
Every Wednesday. It was Wednesdays, right?
They used to be the older Jewish people, and they like to go golfing.
Sure.
Now it's not them anymore. They're kind of leaving and retiring.
Oh,
so now
yeah.
it's these educated people from other countries
sure
that
it
become
is.
Doctors.
Yeah.
And they don't think they play golf. They just vacation.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It is.
And they never get sick.
No. Okay.
They never die.
Wow. We all die.
I guess so.
I got death questions. I probably do today, too. I like my would you rather
really?
Live or die or something.
All right.
Let's
just play
let's
the
find
game.
Out.
Let's just play the damn game.
Would you rather?
Jets, ladies and gentlemen. It's so funny. Those groups from the 50s, they all were literally exactly the same.
Yeah, I don't remember the names then. There was too many of them.
I don't remember these people. But
the Temptations. That's like the most famous one to me.
Yeah.
That That's might have true. Even been the 70s, yeah. dude. I don't know.
But there are a lot of groups that had similar personnel.
Yeah.
And if you closed your eyes, you really couldn't tell the difference between one and the other unless yeah. they were totally different sexes. But, I mean, it was yeah. a weird time.
The doo-wop time.
Yeah.
I'm not really into doo-wop, necessarily.
I'm into it for nostalgia purposes. Sure. Not that I even really was around at that age to really enjoy that music, but it's just
That's not my choice of music to put on, though. Yeah. I wouldn't just pick doo-wop to go. I would. That's not my go-to music, by the way. And neither is jazz or country or rap. Yeah. Or I like the 80s. I like 80s music.
Of course. Of course. Well, that's what you really get into. But
yeah.
So I don't know. I listened to, I didn't like Sinatra. I liked Dean Martin and those people. And I wasn't alive when they were big.
Sure, I like
I wasn't
them too.
Born yet. But right. It's just a nostalgia purpose. It's not the music. It's just you taking me back to a different time.
Exactly.
That's all.
Doris Day. Good
would
times.
You, would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather play the game?
Okay, here's a crazy one. You ready for the? Yes. I'm going to do crazy right off the bat.
Do it.
Now think about this.
Crazy off the bat.
Would you rather? Mm-hmm. This is weird. Have your genitals.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here we go. Disappear, and only appear randomly once a month. And only for a day, or, here's the or part.
Yeah, you see this coming.
Once a month, your partner randomly changes from female to male or male to female, but only during sex. Isn't that a weird one?
Where did you get this one?
Yeah, I told you, this is a corner of the internet where I'm getting these, which I'm only going to visit.
The dark web?
It is sort of darkish, webbish.
No, I think mine would have to, no, I don't want the person changing male to female. No, thank you.
So you'd... Yeah. Only they appear randomly, your genitals
I'll
once a month.
I'll pretty much take anything else.
I like the second part. I would rather...
You know why?
I don't want to lose my have only my genitals one day a month.
Let me tell you something.
Randomly?
I'm going to say something controversial because it's the end of the year.
Right, we'll get away with it. No one's listening.
It's a clean slate tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Just erase it.
I think women appreciate the sexual being of other women.
Okay.
Even though that doesn't mean that a woman is a lesbian accordingly, but I think they find that to be as sexually
I'll go
exciting.
Along with that.
Men, no.
Right.
Men
unless you're a bisexual male.
Right. It could be a phobia. I don't know what the reason is, but usually one man will not identify another man as being
right. I'm going to say my boyfriend would lose his genitals like you and just have it one day instead of me turning into a guy.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I wouldn't mind if randomly once he turned into a woman, as opposed to losing my genitals for 29 days a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. That's not good for
me. Well, some things happen at any cost. The cost is high.
Yes.
But the reason is solid.
Your turn.
All right. Mine are very strange as well.
Ooh, exciting. You made these up yourself.
This is very similar to yours, actually, but not quite.
Okay.
If you were incarcerated, and these are all made up by Ron Van Damme.
I could be incarcerated.
If you were incarcerated, but it was perfectly safe in the prison.
Right, white collar crime.
Would you rather be incarcerated with all men or all women?
Oh, my God. All women. Stop this right now. You know what? When I used to go to the gym, I'd go in the section where there were just women. I don't want to be looked at, talked to by men because they're only after one thing. I don't like it.
But it's safe. They're not going to accost you. It's a safe environment.
Do they have eyeballs and mouths?
They have eyeballs,
then they'll look
mouths,
and they'll talk.
And they
I ain't
have the
having
genitals.
It. I ain't having it.
Again, this is example number two.
I'm more
two.
Comfortable in that setting. It would be with women in a prison.
Anyway.
Men and women in the prison. No, I'm doing
women.
This
is example number two of how men and women are different. I think most men would respond by saying, are you kidding me? I'd rather be confined with all women. Are you kidding me?
No. So you'd rather be with women?
Yes.
I know, me too. Men are, I don't care
no, but
if this
see, you're,
is safe.
You're supposed to. I'd rather be with someone of the opposite sex.
Exactly. Because you've talked about this before. You'd rather hang out with women.
Yeah.
I know how
but
you are.
But that's different. I'm talking just to be surrounded by. It wouldn't be for conversation necessarily.
Necessarily.
I'd find it more exhilarating.
Right.
I mean, you know, as long as I have my genitals for more than once a month.
No, I'm going to. I totally. No men, please. Okay. Please. Right. I reject them.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Here's a 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather that in 2019, all murder cases get successfully solved but all other crimes are unsolvable, or have all non-murder cases get solved, but murderers are never caught. I already have my answer.
Is this an SAT question?
Yes. It's dark web questions again.
A,
you'd rather all murderers get caught and all other crimes are unsolvable? No, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go with all murderers are never caught, but yet the child rapists, the Donald Trumps of the world, all these people get nailed. And murderers can go free then.
We're going to defer here. Well, I don't truly believe in my answer. I'm just murder is to me like the worst.
That's number one.
So that's why I went there.
Death is not the worst thing that can happen to people, by the way.
Wow, this is crazy.
Anyone that hurts a child, I'm so sorry. You got to go.
I understand
you gotta go.
That. But I mean, I think that's one of the only ones that there is no answer to.
No, you have to pick, dude. We've been over this. There
well,
is no option
maybe
three.
I don't want to play this game then. Well, let's just move
I'm gonna
on.
Give you the I'm giving you the tough ones.
I can't.
I'm giving you the
they
tough
are
ones.
Tough.
I'm saying murderers go free, but all the other cases get solved in 2019. It doesn't have to be 2020, but next year, you know what? They can get caught the year after them. How many serial murderers are there? Not that many Ted Bundys running around.
That doesn't mean that there couldn't
There's gangbangers, but you know what? I want these other people that have every other crime.
Well, there are a lot of other crimes, quite obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
it's the one you have to think
nothing
about.
Nothing is worse than somebody who's got the...
Yes, there are. There are.
All right, fine.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, well, that was weird.
I know. Mine are all going to be a little out there.
Would you rather be in the middle of a pudding fight... Or a cake fight?
Oh, Jesus. Cake fight, because pudding's going to stick to me.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's your answer?
Cake.
Yeah, it's
cake.
Easy.
Cake. I don't like pudding.
Well, I like pudding, but I don't need it all over me. There's connotations there,
I don't need cake
dude.
All over me either.
Right. Yeah. Cake will fall off. The frosting might stick a little, but pudding, there's no escape.
We didn't say there was frosting on the cake, necessarily.
And if there's not, good, even better.
Yeah. I go with cake. Ouch.
Coffee cake?
I go pound cake, too much weight.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Bundt cake.
I'm there. Bundt cake.
All right.
Bundt cake. What a horrible name for a cake. Really? Bundt cake.
I don't
cake.
Even know what it means. I can't even spell it.
It sounds like butt cake.
Yeah,
that,
it does.
That's disgusting.
It's got a circle. It's like those things you sit in when you get hemorrhoids. It's this pillow.
Yeah.
It's a circle in the middle.
It's awful.
For Bundt your butt
cake.
To hang in. Bundt out
cake.
Of.
God, who did that?
Speaking of, no, I'm not going to do the butt question.
All right.
Changed my mind on that.
Yeah,
would you rather get paid? Here's a good one for you. And it's not crazy. Would you rather get paid 10 cents for greeting every stranger you encounter with a howdy partner? Or get paid $5 for every time you hug a stranger for 1 minute long? Ron is seriously contemplating this. He has his thinking
I'll
face on.
I'll take the $5.
Oh, no way, you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking 10 cents.
No.
Because I can say howdy partner at a mall all day long. Howdy partner, howdy partner.
I'll tell you why,
ka-ching, Tori. Ka-ching.
I'll tell you why. Howdy partner is just senseless. It means nothing. It is an affront to one's existence.
The point of the question, exactly.
I understand. Hugging somebody, you get $5, and there ends up after a minute being some meaning to it. So it's more of a genuine action. I think it's a win-win.
But you're doing it for the money. So how are you even...
Especially if it's that time of month where my genitals are present.
Oh, no.
Which apparently, according to the first question, is just once a month.
You like that? How we're working it all through the whole thing?
I'm going to be thinking about that question for a long time.
Yes, you will. Your turn.
Oh, thanks.
We don't need to prolong the agony.
No, we
really
don't.
Partner. Ka-ching.
All right. Would you rather have too much to do... What'd you find?
It was just lint. I'm going to pick at the microphone.
Fine.
Sorry. Wow. It's my OCD.
Would you rather have just the right amount or a little too much to do or way too little to do?
Ooh, way too little to do.
I kind of agree with you.
I don't want to be overwhelmed.
I
like being busy, but there's a point where that could tip the scales.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be. I guess it's a gauge of laziness. Would you rather always be doing something, or would you rather...
have not enough to do.
Not enough to do.
I'd rather have not enough to do.
I've spent my whole life for the goal of not having enough to do, because then I don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
And then when I was able to not do too much, I get very antsy and bored, and I was looking for things to do.
Right.
Isn't that ironic?
I'll sit down and watch an episode of Dexter, Miami Vice, grab something to, you know, on my internet.
Yeah.
The dark web.
The dark web.
I could do whatever.
Why don't they just turn up the
lights?
Yeah.
Because you can't. Anyway.
Dark web. The fact that there is even a dark web is kind of scary.
I can't even talk about it. They'll come and look for me.
Man, this is...
They'll triangulate my
really
signal.
Bad. This is really bad.
Anyway.
Right. You got one more.
I got one more. Don't be singing yet.
Sorry.
Girls, sit down. God. Not time yet. I got.
This is the deluxe version of the game.
We always do four questions, right, don't we? Fine, this is five.
Yeah, we're going on.
No.
No, go on. Do yours, whatever.
I actually have two more, but I'll just do one.
Yeah, save it.
I'll save it. Would you rather... Mm-hmm. Here you go. Would you rather hang out with someone with the same politics as you or the same sense of humor as you?
Wow.
I tailored this for you.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Makes up for the general one.
Politics.
Oh, really?
Politics.
I'm going to go sense of humor.
Ooh.
Because I just want to laugh, man. We'll just leave politics out of it, can't we?
No, we cannot.
Okay.
You know why? Because I was taught by this New York businessman who builds buildings.
I
was taught that politics mean everything. So I have to play his game.
Okay.
So I'm going for that.
I'm laughing.
I'll laugh later. Mm. I can laugh at other stuff. I don't need those other
I want
to
hang out with funny people. I don't want to talk about politics.
I don't want to talk about politics either, but I can't be with somebody that differs that greatly in my political stature.
I do all the time. I work with people, some of them, who are actually very conservative, and we just don't talk about it. But
that's good.
I know in the back of my mind where they stand, but I'll still make jokes
about other things. That's because you're stuck in a situation. Obviously, you wouldn't choose to be in that situation if you knew that they were like
that. It's a small part of it.
I can't do it, Tori. I cannot do it. I'm not able to do it. It's almost like going on a diet. I am not able to do it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I would rather, without question.
Thank you.
Ooh, different part.
We let it play on.
Yeah.
You forgot.
I don't like that part.
Okay. Change. Next time, pay attention, Van Damme.
So, Tori, let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, we didn't start.
Well, no, because I'm not doing them. Do I have to?
No.
Okay.
No. So your answer is I'm not doing anything.
Well, because it's a fail. It's setting myself up to fail.
Yes, it is a fail.
Right. So I don't need to. I fail enough. Why say I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to join a gym. I'm not. I have no way to get there. I don't have a car.
Yeah. See, here's the problem with resolutions is people make them such high bars.
They have the best of intentions.
Well, they do. But if you set your goals to be like really low.
Oh, then you can accomplish it.
That's part of my resolution. I will try to accomplish a lot of things next year, but not big things. Just tiny little steps.
Steps, baby steps.
Like instead of exercising, when I get up in the morning, as I'm brushing my teeth, I will do squats.
Oh, I already do that. I stretch every morning.
Very good,
when
Tori.
I'm doing that.
Then you've
at the sink.
That was your resolution last year.
No, because I have to, because I have a bad back. I'm trying to benefit myself.
Okay. But bad back or no bad back?
Okay.
You have accomplished. You have accomplished. You set out and you accomplished.
I did. I like maybe simply take the stairs rather than the elevator. Maybe that'd be a simple thing people could do.
No.
I hate elevators anyway, so that's a no-brainer. Again, if I set a goal that I'm going to do anyway, does that make sense? Is that the same thing?
Now, see, I made a resolution because apparently I've been told I don't smile as much as other people.
I've never seen you smile at all. Do you smile? I'm kidding. You laugh. You laugh.
Thank God we're on the same political page.
I know, right?
No, I don't. Apparently, I don't smile.
You're serious.
I'm serious.
You're a Scorpio.
Guy. Yeah.
Stubborn Scorpios.
So one of my resolutions is to start smiling at certain types of people. Not everybody, because I can't do that.
No.
So I will just smile at people that are sexually interested in me.
If you have your genitals once a month.
Right.
Well, only then. Randomly. They're going to come randomly.
Yeah.
You can't even play it. Predict it.
Small little steps. Small little steps.
Small.
Yeah. For example, rather than go back for seconds when I'm eating dinner in order to lose weight.
Oh, okay.
I will go back for seconds, but I will...
smaller portions?
Smaller. The second one would be smaller than the first.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're not a huge person. You act like you're also the obese and have to lose all this weight. You just seem fine.
Well, I'm not.
Okay.
I think that they tell me, my doctor tells me.
You look thinner than when I've even known you. I've seen you heavier. So
thanks for saying
you
that.
You know what I mean. But yeah, I mean, I you're not out of control.
I feel that I am. I have this little pot belly thing that I want to get rid of. My doctor tells me that I should.
Get a rowing machine. I've heard those are good. There's plenty of room right here.
I want to row somewhere.
No, you sit there and it's a cardio type thing, dude.
I don't even
dude.
Like water.
No, it's a machine. It's like a rowing machine.
Well, I have one of those stationary bicycles.
No, get an elliptical. You want to move your arms legs.
I had one and that was like too exhausting.
No, really?
Oh, I was out of breath after two ellipses. And I don't ski, man. I don't even ski.
No, so you don't. Even, you don't like that. You don't like that.
All these exercise equipments, these actions that are achieving absolutely nothing. You're not going anywhere.
But you don't need to. You just want to get your heart rate at a certain level.
I want to keep my metabolism constant. Sure. I want to burn, baby, burn.
The first 20 minutes, again, you're not burning any fat. Your 20 minutes is nothing. That's a wash.
Well,
you have to go 21, 22, 23, up to 30 maybe.
So after 20,
after 20
21,
is when you start burning fat.
I see.
The first 20 minutes, you just nothing.
Yeah, but see what you just said? It takes 20 minutes to get there.
Okay.
And that's a lot of time.
I know, it is. So it's commitment. That's why I don't need it. Yeah. I don't want any kind of commitment like that.
I don't want commitment
either.
I
used to go to the gym all the time, Ron.
Yeah.
I was in the best shape of my life.
Really?
I know I can do it. I've done it. I don't want it right now. I'm good.
I'm
sedentary.
You're sedentary.
Exactly. Another one.
I know. All right. Well, we're reaching the limits of our faculties.
I've already passed that. So I'm just running on fumes right now. I didn't even have breakfast.
Well, I hope everybody has a better year this year. I really do.
Yeah. Good luck to that. Good luck to you and the.
What's it doing? Good luck. What are you doing?
Good luck to you and the Boston Red Sox, as my dad would say.
That's not the way you start
a year. Or he'd say,
year.
Ruts a ruck.
Good luck to that.
Right.
Wow, what a bad attitude that is.
2019, it's not good. Doesn't sound good to me.
It's
odd number.
Not gonna be great.
This is a bad year. It's a wash. Like I said, see you in 2020, man.
It's not going to be great.
2020 is going to be the one.
Yeah, that's when the next election is, and then I got to be on pins and needles as to what's going to happen there.
Right.
I can't do another four.
Well, you'll do what you're told to do and like it. I'm sorry you don't have a say in it. You're one little vote, Ron. I'm so sorry. That's not how democracy works.
Well, that's how you thought it did.
No.
Okay. All right, Tori, happy new year to you.
Why, thank you.
Okay.
Happy 2020. I'll see, like I said, see you in a year.
This year,
I don't have a lot of faith in it.
Well, she'll be back next Monday, actually.
I'm glum.
And by the way, if anybody comes up to you and says, and of course it's like, you know, the day before New Year.
Happy New Year?
No, if they come up to you and say, I'll see you next year.
Oh, that you know
joke,
what?
That old
They're
joke.
They're going to get punched.
No kidding. I don't believe in hitting people, but that's
I'm going to stay
field.
In the house, so it's not even going to be happening.
Don't let it happen.
Oh, I got to work.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be exposed
to
it.
Tonight?
No, yeah, I'm working New Year's Eve night tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
That's okay. I worked Christmas
Good
Eve
luck.
Night.
All right.
But now I'm exposed to that joke.
Keep a bottle nearby and just smack them. They may fire you, but you'll make a point.
Oh, no.
We wish you peace.